Blog Talk Radio.
I'm blessed, man. For real. I'm 28 and never bid it for the pigs. I'm grateful, especially for them nights I had work all on the table. Taking trips to get it, had me feeling like I'm Rafe. Took them risks for my daughters, had to show them I was able. Taking personal losses just to ensure we were stable. Drinking away the pain with apple juice and the maple. Few brothers want to kill me, feel like I'm Cain and Abel. It hurt more when the ones who betrayed you want to betray you. I don't think they hear me. Nah, they should have stayed in school. Worry about making a name until they make the news. Won the ball like Mayweather, forgetting April Fools. Chose to play in the game and then I chose to break the rules. Post it up, trying to get it. Can find me by the bricks. Fiends running up and down the strip, trying to get their fix. First cousin, pull me to the side, try and get a nick. But this the type of shit you experience when you in the mix. This shit a trip. Old man snaked me out of some fucking bands. Crazy party pleaded to me, needed a helping hand. First thought was telling him no. He said he had a plan. Said fuck it, ain't use my judgment. He gave his ass a chance. Small money don't mean nothing. I need 100 grand. Niggas tripping, burning they bridges. Shit, I don't understand. Plug put me square on the mound. I pissed it underhand. Bartender mixing the liquid. Shit, you don't understand. Used to play the spot of the block every night here. Really earn my rights there by getting youngins right there. Hoodie on, bottle full of monkey in my night airs. Moving all them circles to one day get me a nice square. Ain't thinking about no lose. Man, I'm trying to have a crew, be able to walk them to the mall. Then leave out with a zoo. Just a pull up in the Hamptons to a mansion in the view. Cause we done came a long way from selling candy on the stoop. Nights freezing in them jacks to get the semen off my steps. All marble when I walk in, gotta watch out for deaths. Always taken to the rack, can't defeat me with a press and stock mops. We ain't the type to alleviate the mess. Just took a crazy loss, cause my plug was rushing. I done felt, I brushed it off and got back to the money. Poor side of down 20, ain't shit you gon' tell me. Can't get it with the wet, I got it back with the 20. And I've been plugged in before, still ain't shit you could sell me. So much residue that I left in them tellies. Don't use the black light. My trap life, got them looking for me with a flashlight. Just to be a skater on my half pipe. Whole lot of trap nights, praying that I stack right. Hit it with that act right to get my money in shack height. Used to give it half price just to get a stash right. Don't know why I'm staying used to the shit I went through last night. Still I watch left right. Nights like this, part of the sacrifice. Doing wrong to obtain a blessing. Clutching that cannon tight. Praying that they don't catch you lagging and get your cabbage sliced. But drugging at the same time. Hustling without a sane mind. Cause you try and feed your peace and lead the streets the same time. Trials come with either side, so it's never a peace of mind. Brought this little peace of mind, so you don't take a peace of mind. My main goal was make it home. That's something you should keep in mind.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, pop it on the scale. Watching out for 12, yeah, everything for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, stack it all, stack it all.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, pop it on the scale. Watching out for 12, yeah, everything for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, stack it all, stack it all.
Switching lanes in the white jag, feet in the gas. Getting brain as I fly past. Ripping that ass, drop her off. Yeah, I'll be right back. And then she mad, cause everything got a price tag. And I got cash, cash and I got a bag of pot that is up there like an astronaut. Grab the Glock cause I passed the cop. If a master stop, I'm mashing out. It's hot, better ball and chill. Get it how you live, keep it gutter and never call the crib. A dog for real, and my little nigga, he got all the pills. But by the zip, still in the wrapper, nigga, back and seal. Cause can't afford another bad deal. I'm mad still, been on my brain the past 8 years. Still no got killed. I'm a bag to a bell, shout it, drop it on the scale. Watching out for 12, yeah, everything for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, stack it all, stack it all.
don't stop.
No, you can't stop that.
Fuck all these niggas, same to you bitches, same to the ops. We selling dope every day, ain't worried about cops. Ain't worried about ops, rely on your face, don't you try it, Rudolph. I whip a stone to a brick, I whip up a brick in the 50 disc. I take it to block and I flip it quick. The junkies, they say it's immaculate. I'm counting all night like a vampire. Got the dope on the road and the fast tire. Got a message for all of you fade rappers. Got a sign for a nigga, I headline you. Take off in the jetliner. You niggas sending the cosigner. Oh, no, don't need no signer. Dropping cash on the collar, can still signer. All of this dope come with benefits. My women gorgeous, big ol' tits. Chevy on Ford, just 26. Sucking dick in that Porsche, never fitting. Yeah.
From a bag to a bell, shout it. Plop it on the scale. Huh. Watching out for 12, yeah. Everything's for sale.
Bag it all, bag it all. Add it all, add it all. Stack it all, stack it all.
Wait for the right moment. Roll the dice, homie. Yeah, early in the morning. Woke up feeling like Tony. If it's stepped on, don't want it. Stupid niggas get served dummies. Word to your mama. On the curb trying to come up. Nigga, all I see is numbers. You niggas birds in the jungle. Better fly high, stay up out the way. End up spilling niggas' stomach. Let a roller get ran over, holding. That's just how I'm coming. Tryna make some, nigga, shake some. You want an ounce, you won't pay it on. No one thing you won't take from me. I'm straight.
Like a boss, getting paid like I'm Dolph. I got my bag up, y'all. Then move to the north.
All of the way, bow. All of the way, all of the way, all of the way. Hey, bow. All of the way, all of the way, bow. All of the way, all of the way.
Hey, if you gon' get you a bag, if you gon' whip you a jag, if you gon' get you some bag.
All of the way, bow, all of the way, all of the way.
Hey, when you do it big, but never forget who you is. From the hood to the hills, flossing extravagant cribs. Keep it true to what it is, to do it big for the kids.
Make sure you're riding that stress so you can get it how you live. And designer Timmy Turner, not a talker, an observer. To be ahead of all the lurkers and the motherfuckers who wanna hurt us. Mindset, stay racked up. Consistent with it, never slacked up. Real willer like a Mack truck. And I'm too dope as if I'm sacked up. If you're looking for that product, I got it. Incorporating what I'm making for profit. Watching for them niggas hating and blocking. Not on the field, but the fact that I'm balling. Shot calling, business talking. Still street walking. Cause I'm bonded by loyalty. Just like my nigga from Boston.
All of the way. Bow. All of the way. All of the way. Get you a bag, if you gon' whip you a jack, if you gon' get you some bad, it's only one way, hey, bow, that's all of the way, all of the way, bow, all of the way, all of the way, hey, when you do it big, when you do it big, hey, when you do it big, when you do it big.
Mama cried,
tears
rolling down her eyes,
and
when my back is the wall. Some like the item rest, take your royalty check. Being my member flexing, so we tighter than sex. So I knock them out, hard like a Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, I'm New York, baby, how the world works. So I paid my dues, even though I'm in debt. Soon and on, on the phone, fucking up my zone. But these bars so fire, like burning homes. I told y'all I use my mouth like a lethal weapon. Pull the trigger, choose the resident. Like an acid, lyrical satin. Breaking out his madness, wow. Time to stir it up the pot, huh, huh. Hiding this, you ain't about it, huh, huh. From the streets to the industry, the boys big corporation called fuck with JP. Time to stir it up the pot, huh, huh. Hiding this, you ain't about it, huh, huh. From the streets to the industry, the boys big corporation called fuck with JP. I'm like Rihanna, work, 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 work. Cause I work, he got these bitches lurking. 10 years used to work in corporate. Tryna change my ways mentally, I've been suffering. But I quit, cause I slap a bitch, man, I got her shirt. Tryna do the right thing, just like I'm frightening. Dream about the options, but I'm trapped in reality. Cause this rap shit is not the only side in me. Cause I got the vision like I'm Cleo the psychic. Give me y'all this black girl magic, y'all already know. Been in him with the Puerto Rican, you know. He got the horse, no cabbage, man, you know. I be grinding so hard, man, I won't stop. Cause his music flows through my veins like an IV. So I'm like that slow, come and try me. Fuck him up, blah, blah. Time to stir it up the pot, huh, huh. I miss you, ain't about it, huh, huh. From the streets to the industry, the boys big corporation called fuck with JP. Time to stir it up the pot, huh, huh. I miss you, ain't about it, huh, huh. From the streets to the industry, the boys big corporation called fuck with JP.
Oh, yeah. tackle box.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
My niggas out there, man.
Cloud.
Real. If I bear my soul, will you have mercy on me? What must I do to show you that I'm worthy, homie? Must I lie to get by? Overstate I am fly. Convince these skeptics I'm no ordinary guy. Or must I wear a whole bunch of chains just to get in the game? Even though that really ain't my thing. Cause they talk about dope and the hustler's aim. Go overboard by knowing coke lords and moving some cane. Or must I talk about the money and the evil that come with it? How these hoes on their toes cause they love to go get it. All that talk is repetitious like a kitchen with no dishes. I'm just trying to get ahead but they take no time to listen. Or I gotta be a goon or I must have been shot. Just another misconception on a stereotypical plot. Yeah, I done been through a lot but I guess that shit don't matter cause the game stay pissed. It got a bad platter. Yeah. As a father, I know I'm blessed by the son, but the game ain't heard of either one. But to talk of me or hustle, brag about my swag, like I'm sharp as a shank and I stay popping tags. How we winning on they ass, forever swimming in cash. Always so fresh, like a bus straight out the bag. Constantly overdue fly, everybody got swag. I am what I am, I'm a grown ass man. I'm cool as a fan, yeah, I'm froze like a freezer. Really, I'm trying to look good, comfortable with my feet up. I know some average Joes to know they role play position and still ain't on. They killing these tracks and writing some five tunes. But they dreams ain't fulfilled because that mercy wasn't given. So music is a hobby, next to surviving and living. Paying bills and raising chillin', still dreaming of a million. I'm just saying, dog, I'm really out here working on my vision, yeah. I know the height of success is always shadowed by the fall. And before you run shit, you gotta learn how to crawl. Not seeing through walls or nothing superhuman, but watching your surroundings and always keep it moving. No matter, never losing, observing, always cooling. While praying to the Father, will he help me see through it? Yeah, like AC, we see right through it. Yeah, you know me, I cloud walk through it. And still swinging at the damn plate, bringing rescue to the game like a fire escape. I listen to music I make, thankful like I said grace. And I can't forget my pain, cause it gave me what it takes. It ain't been all great, but I'm hoping it get better. And what's the next challenge as I'm climbing up this ladder? Conquer chaos, overcame disaster. I'm suffered in there, I'm just asking what you have, bruh. Mercy on me and mine, you know what I'm saying?
Just a little bit.
I appreciate it. Mercy like Marvin with you. You know what I mean?
Here we go again. Another chick mad cause she wants to be more than friends. I keep shit 100, I never ever pretend. But it seems like it's always bullshit in the end. I mean, I tell them straight up every morning when I wake up. I don't want my pillowcase covered with makeup. I told you I'm a bachelor, I ain't one of these niggas chasing after you. You try and give me your heart, I'm trying to give it back to you. So what I'm supposed to do? I've been like an open book. How's it my fault that these are things you chose to overlook? I said I wasn't ready, I ain't trying to be committed. Said you liked living single, you was Queen Latifah with it. But it all changed, started off with small things. A text message turned into a missed call thing. Used to kick it with your girls, now it's all shame. Said my personality was awesome, that's the ball game.
So, I mean, who the fuck was that girl that called you yesterday? I mean, we fucking, we not together? You not gonna be my mom? What about my kids?
What you mad for? What I do now? I'm a single man, so I move around. send a bunch of texts, another missed call. It's like every other day, shorty pissed off. Come over my place, sip some wine with me. All I ask is that you spend a little time with me. But the next shit that she texts with, well, check this, fuck you and your Netflix, nigga. We used to watch Netflix and chill, but things change once you add sex to the deal. Late nights, early morning, breakfast and heels. Y'all might call me reckless for real, right? Nah, I never let her on. I never told a lie. Say I wanna kick it by myself, you acting so surprised. Now she say my attitude is nasty like some cold fries. All I wanna do is play my game with niggas online. But I'm the bad guy, it's my fault you fell in love. Me spending time with me is what you jealous of. All you doing is making me more distant, cause I ain't entertaining. You're complaining and bitching, it's so draining and sickening. And then we start to grow apart. But baby girl means well because I know her heart. So until the day I find love again, I'll be watching Netflix with my other friend.
I mean, so can I come over now? You're not at home? I just rode by and seen your car. You're not with your friends. You're talking to them other bitches. Why you ain't call me back?
What you mad for? What I do now? I'm a single man, so I move around. You send a bunch of texts, another missed call. It's like every other day, shorty pissed off. Come over my place, sip some wine with me. All I ask is that you spend a little time with me. But the next shit that she texts with, well, check this, fuck you and your Netflix, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come over my place, sip some wine with me. All I ask is that you spend a little time with me. But the next shit that she texts with, well, check this, fuck you and your Netflix, nigga.
Yeah. And now I'm tuned into GEI Radio. This is New Music Mondays. I am your host, Tone. I got my special guest with me. Dude, what's going on?
What's good, homie? How are you, man?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Everything good? How you holding up during this time?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. Just, you know, out here ducking the Rona. That's all I could do, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of crazy right now, but, you know, we holding up.
You in New York?
Yeah, right now I'm in NY, yeah.
Y'all still shut, everything still shut down or they started to open up?
Pretty much, not really. They still shut down mostly everything, man. Everything is pretty much shut down in New York. They don't have anything open, really, you know what I'm saying? It's not like that. They allowed certain things now where you can stand 10 people together, stuff like that, but, you know, everything else is still shut down.
That's a bet. Well, I'm glad you had time, you know, to join me today, man, on this show. This New Music Monday show I do every Monday, just playing a lot of independent artist music, from R&B, hip-hop, pop, whatever it is. Whatever they send in, I play it, you know what I mean, just to give them a platform. But I've been getting a lot of questions as far as, you know, the music industry. And I'm not in the music industry, so I figured I'd get somebody on here that's in the music industry that could kind of answer some of these questions. You know, I know a lot of people probably hurting right now as far as especially artists that was doing shows and stuff like that, that things got canceled. So with that being said, I want to ask you, what are some of the things artists can be doing right now, being that they can't, you know, do shows?
Well, the only way for them to make money is consistently put out music and get their streams up. They can put their music on all streaming platforms and get streams. Or number two, they can do online shows and have people Cash App them and PayPal if they got, depending on their following and different things like that. Those are pretty much the only two ways they can make money right now in this pandemic. Outside, you know, if you're talking about show money or anything of that nature, you know, and get their merchandise up, you know, sell merch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's primarily it. But you know, like we're creating a new platform now for artists to where they don't have to do the 20,000 seat concerts, and they can still get paid for like doing an interview and a performance at the same time.
Mm. What's that called?
Well, it's going to be called the Dough Network. It's going to be housed by Pluto TV. It's my new network we have, and some of the shows, depending on how in high end the artist is, will be pay-per-view. Some will be just sponsor-driven, where we have sponsors come and pay them, and it's a visual show. It already will be housed on Pluto TV domestically and internationally. Jay Slumlin's streaming platform is the one we'll do internationally, so it comes in built in, so we'll be able to help them make money in both ways and promote their music at the same time.
That's dope. Now you said something. You say they can, you know, put their music on, you know, work off the streams. How does the streams work? How does that work as far as getting paid for streams?
Well, streaming, you have to get a lot of streams to make a lot of money, especially if you're talking about like YouTube and different things of that nature. YouTube is like a tenth of a click, like a tenth of 10% of a dollar, like a tenth of a 10%. It's like for every click that they get when people click on it and watch, that's the visual part. Music-wise, Tidal is the best way to make money as far as streaming-wise. Tidal pays out the most money. Those are the ways, like Apple streaming company. There's a bunch of them for them to. I put it on all streaming platforms that make money that you get a residual off of. You know, as long as you register your records with BMI ASCAP, you know, that way you can make some type of your money back. But still, in all, you know, if you're not doing, you don't have a home studio. A lot of studios and a lot of places are closed right now. So they
yeah.
That's why it's always a great job for artists to have consistently be in the studio and rack up on music. You know what I'm saying? The artists that I deal with, I make sure we have music in the bag and the can so we'd be able to drop at any given time.
Thanks. Now, let's say something like SoundCloud or like Spotify. How many streams would they have to make? I mean, how many streams would they have to see some type of money? Now, we're not talking about like Drake numbers, but we're talking about independent artists. What type of streams would they have to make some type of money, to have some type of cash flow?
SoundCloud, I'm not even sure with SoundCloud. I know with like Tidal and Apple and what's the other one is Spotify. Your numbers don't have to be that astronomical. You can get 20,000 streams and get small checks back. You know, 100,000 streams, you'll still get small checks back. And streaming like that is not hard. I mean, you know, as long as you're promoting your music to the masses, take out ads on all social media platforms, as far as like, you know, Twitter, the Facebook, Instagram, do your own TikTok videos, your own Trilla videos, you know, to promote yourself and build your fan base to where, you know, streaming is not hard. Everybody, your music will organically grow and your streams will, you know, grow. If you have 1,000 people fan base, you know, you take that times 10 when you put it on all those platforms and do the ads. So that 1,000 turns into 10,000 and it keeps growing organically depending on how good the music is. Your fan base will find itself and it'll work its way to them.
Now, well, do you think the music industry will ever go back to the norm?
What do you consider the norm? Because it has drastically changed over the past couple of years.
Like big concerts, like, you know, those Coachellas and big outside concerts
yes,
and stuff
down.
Like that.
Yes, hands down. I had a festival I was doing in August, you know. We were supposed to do a festival in Atlanta in August, but, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't. But, yeah, they're definitely going to go back to them because that's a moneymaker. You know, what is Live Nation and AEG going to do if you don't do any concerts? And what are some of these big artists going to do if you don't do any concerts? Even some of the oldest, old school artists, if you don't do concerts, they don't survive. You understand what I'm saying? Because some of the older school artists, a lot of older artists, people don't stream their music as much as they do the younger artists where they can make more money at streaming. Streaming is basically for newer artists and younger artists, not for the older generation artists. They're not on social media platforms and different things as much as the younger generation. So that's why you see like a newer artist like Lil Uzi Vert and can sell more than a Eminem. As opposed to having a bigger fan base. Eminem has a bigger fan base, but his fans don't stream as much as a little Uzi Vert artist because he has teenage fans. And, you know, Eminem doesn't have that teenage bracket like he used to. You know, your fans grow with you, so he has an older fan base, but they buy tickets more than the younger generation will.
Now, who loses most in this shutdown, the record labels or the artists?
Artists. Because show money is everything. And a lot of these situations and deals with artists, they have 360 deals. And when you have a 360 deal, you're paying even off your streams. You know, you're paying the artist for your streams, your downloads, everything. I mean, I'm sorry, not the artist, the label. You're paying the label for everything.
Label, yeah.
So with that being said, the label, they're making the money. But you need the label. A lot of people are like, yo, independent. Not everybody can go independent because not everybody has that. They song will catch like a, you know, like that. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people that song won't catch like that need the machine behind them for the label to push them. So which entails they need to go to radio stations. They need to get pushed. And that's how artists get seen and heard. So the artists are not doing these tours, these club tours, these big concerts. So they're losing money right now. You know, in Atlanta, a lot of these dudes get walkthroughs and hostings. And even some of the reality TV stars, they do hostings and walkthroughs. So, you know, this pandemic is hurting a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, in many different ways.
Yeah, facts, definitely. Now, I know you know about the Verzuz. Do you think that's going to be the new wave if this pandemic, you know, kicks in again and we got another shutdown, or they prolong it so as though we going into 2021 as far as, you know, like I said, concerts and stuff like that, big gatherings. Can you see that being a new wave?
Absolutely. Even if you do big concerts, that's the new wave in general. You have to think of it as two ways. Like, even if you have 20,000 seats and I can still come in and stream your concert and that 20,000 seats is sold out, what about the other people around the country? That can shut down tours. You can make more money off of this than doing a tour, because you can just do one show instead of putting all that money laying out for 10 shows or 20 shows as a tour date and get the same fans doing it in one concert and stream it right there. It takes away from being there, but it also saves you money in different ways, you know, the artist, the concert promoter, and everything else, because now you have a show for $50. You know what I mean? Before, it'll cost you XYZ amount to leave the arena, to do sound, lights, and book the artist, to travel, everything else. Now you put them in a place and just let them do the concert, and you can charge less for a ticket. People will stay home and pay the $50 because they know if they got to go out, it's an outfit, hair, nails, dinner, everything else, and boom. So more people will sit home and watch the streaming service. You understand what I'm saying? That's why we're getting so many
and that's one of the things.
Like the other day with Buju and them, they had 1 million people. You know, it just goes to show that that way wins.
And that's one of the things that's one of the reasons why I said, do you think the industry will go back to the norm? Because here's the thing, if they can sit home, let's say something opens up, but you can't do big crowds. So they can go to like a studio and put together their band and do a live show and stream it. If they can make hundreds of thousands of dollars off that, like you say, without touring, without the trouble of paying so many people or being responsible for so many people, I think a lot of those artists are going to be like, I'd rather just do this than to, you know, and be with my family instead of traveling the world and be gone for 6-7 months. It's the same money and it's less hassle. That was one of the reasons why I was saying, do you think the music industry will go back to the norm? Now, for independent artists, is a little different because you don't have the catalog, so you got to get out and, you know, promote. But I think a lot of these big artists and stuff like that that already, you know, kind of successful, got the catalog, I think this is going to be the new wave for them. Like, yo, I don't have to hit the road to make millions of dollars. I can just do streaming concerts. What you think about that?
It is and it's not. You know, you got to think, let's say, just hypothetically speaking, a big artist gets $1 million a show. They do 20 shows, they'll get $20 million per, you know, because that's 20 shows that they got, $1 million per show. Now, if they do one streaming concert, you don't have to pay them $20 million. You just got to pay them that million. So the artist is losing money, but the promoters and the record labels and everybody else are still making money. So, you know, the artist will make money, but he just won't make as much money. He just has to go on this price. Instead of being $1 million, he may have to go to $5 million. And, you know, break bed and then try to get a percentage of the streaming on the back end. You understand what I'm saying? That's the way for the artist to make the money, you know, because hindsight, you only do paying them for one show. So why are you going to give them 20 shows up in advance when you don't have to?
Yeah, that's true. Right. Dude, now, as far as like the verses, like we were saying, the back end of that, let's say we do go into a situation where we, you know, we locked down for some more time, maybe another couple months. What would be the plan for an upcoming artist? Because, of course, the verses is not, they only doing established artists with catalog. So you still have a whole, you know, a whole base that you're not really touching on as far as up and coming artists. And even like some artists that's mid-tier, like they might not have a big catalog, but they still like known. What would be the deal for them? Would somebody create another versus with mid-tiers and create another versus for upcoming artists?
Absolutely. I think it'll actually eventually evolve to where all artists, because right now they're doing smaller artists are still doing their own platform with that, as far as doing versus challenge song for song wise. Once they've seen the big artists, smaller artists are doing it. I've been watching a few smaller artists battle, some local in New York, some local in Atlanta, some California artists I've been watching. you know, but they still been doing challenging each other. Even some small producers and stuff like that have still been doing the same things. So I think it'll catch on to where it'll be enough for everybody, because everybody has different fan bases and stuff. So you'll be able to put two or three verses on it at night, in the nighttime, and it won't affect anybody or anybody's money. Because if you have two older artists, like you said, just remember T-Pain and Lil Jon. If you have older tier artists like that, and you got new young artists, up-and-coming artists coming out, they're not going to affect those fan base, because those young artists, their fan base are younger kids, so they don't even really know T-Pain and Lil Jon's music. So you can have both of those going on at the same time. And you could do them back-to-back, because they're only an hour long. People were sitting in the house, so they'll continuously watch.
Yeah, I was saying that. I feel like the guys that's in the middle, they're not all the way there yet, but they still known in the up and coming artists. I kind of feel like switching them should let them open for the big artists. So it's kind of giving them, everybody get a platform. So that's bringing new generation to the main event. Plus, everybody fan base is watching everybody music. Because I think it's gonna be hard for the newer artists to get it as big as the established artists, unless guys like Timbaland, Swiss get behind it. Guys of that stature get behind it. If not, I mean, of course, we always gonna go with the DMXs. If we got two up and coming artists battling Saturday night with a DMX versus Busta Rhymes, I mean, majority of the fans is going to the people they know.
Oh, absolutely, to the older crew. But yeah, but hypothetically speaking, that opening act is a good thing. But just hypothetically speaking, if you say, like I said, if you have DMX and them coming on at 10 o'clock, right? Or it's usually 8 o'clock the norm. These younger kids can watch their own battle with the up-and-coming artists at 10 or midnight, because they're on streaming platforms all night long anyway. And that would be the key thing for Timbaland and Swiss to do, is to start seeking out new talent and promoting the new talent, because they're both producers. That way they can snatch up as many artists as possible in this pandemic and do records with them and keep their catalogs and stuff going. We're going to do up-and-coming artists, and they search out new artists. That way they're helping build, keeping the brand and everything alive. They're bringing it to a younger generation that's not really following. Because the Jill Scotts and the Beanie Man, the DMX, the Eminems, they're not the younger generation. They're the older generation. So they're catering to more so the 30 and over crowd. And, they're not catering to 30 and younger. So if they do a day where they just do up-and-coming artists, they don't have a lot of songs. So they can do 5 or 7 songs apiece with those up-and-coming artists tonight, even 10 songs. If they're mid-level artists like a Little Baby, or something like that, you know what I'm saying? They can do 10 songs. They don't have a full 20 to go with. So they can do a 10-song battle with them or versus them and, keep that night. You do them on a Friday, do the older guys on a Saturday, vice versa. That's how you do it. And switch the nights up.
Now, let me ask you this, because I've seen this on this has been a big thing on YouTube. I've seen a couple videos about it. Do you think, some of these big artists are rigging the numbers as far as the streaming numbers?
I've heard that a lot. I don't know. I can't say. Some numbers a lot of these dudes are getting are impeccable, but, it's... You got to look at it, You got to look at some of their fan base. You got to look at how it's generated. And, I don't know. Somebody may just click the listen one time or, it's just different ways that it's hard to determine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, when I see them come like in a day or 2 days, then all right, yeah, they got that too fast. But, if it's gradual, and the numbers continue to grow, then yeah, that's a different thing. That's like more organic.
Yeah,
because
I see I've seen a couple of people. Well, the boy, we ain't got to say his name. He was speaking on that. He was supposed to be number one. And, people jumped up a couple million streams in less than a day to beat him. So I'm like, is the record label taking the same approach they did with the CDs? Because I remember a while ago, like, if your artist wasn't selling, the record label would buy the CDs back just to make them go gold or platinum or something like that. So I'm just asking, have they taken that to the stream? Like, okay, the stream is a new thing. So
streams are the new thing. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, because back then everything is like, you know, the more streams your artists get, the more records they sell, the more radio spins they get. So, you know, if you know, like, you know, from back in the days, it's payola with everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's been a time somebody's got caught. I'm not going to say the artist's name, but with four or five different credit cards, the record label were buying massive amounts of CDs for that artist using five different credit cards. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they have continuously interns or something of that nature streaming a bunch of stuff. I don't know, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Now, let's say, you know, how does an artist, like upcoming artist that's trying to get in the game, how does he find his way into the music business?
There's multiple ways, you know, as far as, you know, find his way. He has to have a solid record, you know what I mean, and build a fan base. Well, now you can't do shows and clubs and do open mics and different things like that. My thing is that up-and-coming artists should always consistently stay in the studio, always do records with his peers, because if you're doing a record, let's say you have 1,000 people following you, but you're doing a record with another guy, he's up-and-coming, he has 10,000 people following him, do that record with him. Ask him to jump on your record. You jump on his record because now he has 10,000 fans. Now his 10,000 fans are looking at you. And you may take 2,000 of his fans now. You both will share it. Now you went to 3,000. So you continuously do records with your peers and, you know, get their fan base in different cities and different things like that. And also for him to promote it, try to get as many magazine interviews, radio station interviews, you know, different things of that nature is always great because the more the public see you and the more people think you're doing, the more people want to jump on. Nobody wants to be a part of the start, but everybody wants to be a part when it's moving. So that's the key thing.
Now, who, when this is all over, who comes back the strongest after this? What are the things that you're looking at that comes back the strongest after this thing, after everything opened back up?
I don't know, because for certain reasons they're not doing concerts or tours or anything until spring of 2021. So for the major artists, they're going to have to still continuously put out music as well as stay relevant, because that's key. So whoever's the most consistent, I could say right now, and continuously to drop singles and mixtapes and different things of that nature will win. Because that's going to be the key. Everybody has their phone in their hand. So streaming and if you put it out and you're on Google, every time something, you put a record out, Google tells you, oh, this new artist has dropped a single. This new artist, especially when you have YouTube and you just put it out, if you have a playlist or anything else like that. That's another thing new artists need to jump on, Spotify playlist, Tidal playlist. Those things, people, they have millions and millions of downloads and followers. You know, Apple playlists, Spotify, those things, Tidal, those playlists are wonderful to get on with artists. You know, Rap Caviar, there's a bunch of them out there that you definitely can get on that are real popular. And mind you, a lot of the bigger artists are on a lot of the playlists. When they drop music, the playlist takes the bigger artists' music and put them on those platforms to help with the streams. You know, and a lot of things these new artists want to do, that I understand they don't have a lot of money or anything, but you have to learn to invest in your career. And when you drop a record, you have to have a rollout campaign. Don't just drop the record, but you have to have a campaign. You have to be smart. Like, you know, use your sense and try to follow suit with somebody else or hire a PR. You and your manager get together and say, yo, when we drop this record in 60 days, we're going to build up to it. But we're going to drop it on these platforms here, and then we're going to do these magazine runs, or we're going to do these internet radio station runs to help push it, because if you just drop it and nobody knows you and nobody's paying attention, then what good is it?
Exactly.
You just hoping and praying that one person hears it and can help her. But if you do these rollouts on these radio stations, getting these sent it to the like core DJs, the MP3 waxes, and put your music in those things right there, you're putting it out to the masses. Like, set aside a small budget. It don't have to be $10,000. It can be $1,000. Just use it wisely.
Yeah, and that's one thing. That's one thing when I do when I talk to artists. That's one thing I do tell them. Like, I mean, not just artists, just people in general. Any business that you're in, you have to invest in it. You get what I'm saying? Especially artists, you have to invest in it. Like, artists will invest in clothes, shoes, and looking good, but they won't invest to push their record. You know what I'm saying? That's the crazy thing. Like, yeah, you looking fly, you look like an artist, but don't nobody know you.
Yeah, I agree. I've spoken to artists. You know, we both own magazines, so we know. Artists will come to me like, yo, how much to get in your magazine? And I'll tell them, wow, that's a lot. I'm like, yo, dude, you just bought a pair of Jordans for more than that. You just bought you a pair of sneakers or whatever you did, your chain and all that. But you got to realize you want to be promoted and you want us to do it for free, but you got to invest in yourself with anything that you do. If you don't believe in yourself and put your own money into you, how you expect somebody else to get behind you?
Exactly.
You know, you can't ask me to support you if you're not supporting yourself.
And that's the, and I tell them, like, and when you're talking to somebody, a business person, if you're not willing to spend your own money, they're going to look at you crazy. Like, if you ain't willing to put up no bread, like, why should I? You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't even pay for a video. You didn't pay for a magazine or an interview or whatever the case may be. Like, no, I can't do it. That's the craziest thing. That's like just the craziest thing to me. But I will say this. I want one more question before we get off. Like I said, I asked you who was going to be the biggest, the strongest comeback after this. Who do you think? Well, you don't really got to say the name of the artist if you don't want to. But who do you think that this pandemic hurt that was on the rise, like? You know, that was on their way, bubbling, and then it just like, boom, just happened.
Well, it hurt a few artists, man. They dropped projects and couldn't do no promo for it. They couldn't do radio tours. They couldn't do the normal club $10,000 appearances to help promote their record. Because when people hear that record in the club and they go crazy in the regular, club, the strip club, you know what I'm saying? That's when they be like, yo, I want to hear this continuously. The radio does it a lot, but when you hear it and you see that artist, now you become a fan. You know what I'm saying? The more they're in your face, the more you like them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes. But usually that's
the
case.
I feel bad for
a lot of these lower-tier artists that do a lot of nightclub traveling and do a lot of appearances, it hurts them the most because that's their primary source of bread and butter because they don't have the millions of streams like a Drake or Eminem or, those big names like that. They'll get, mid-level, low, 100,000, couple of 1,000. So their club appearances and stuff like that is what it is that makes them work and win. So
yeah, I feel bad for the I think it's the Pop Smoke and Fabio and all that movement that was going on. I felt like those guys was going super destroy the summer. Like, they was going to kill the summer. That whole, there's a bunch of them in New York. I know they're from different parts. I don't know what parts they're from, but it was a couple of them. I felt like that wave right there got messed up. And I'm wondering, are they going to be able to get it back when it, you know, when it start over again? Are we going to have a new wave coming in? You know what I'm saying?
I think they'll be able to get it back because they're still streaming and they're doing good. As long as they continuously putting out. I just seen something online. My little homegirl, she was just styling a little video. I was Fastly Bitchy and Avery. Shout out to them, the PR and the stylist. They were just doing for Ron Suno and Smooth L. So they continuously putting out music in the waves. As long as they stay, continuously to put that music out, that drill music, they call it, I guess, you know, young kids and drill music, you know, the Smooth Bells, the 504s, you know, they're going to win, you know what I'm saying, because that's the club life right there. Once the clubs open back up, they're going to be there. As long as they keep it popping, you know what I'm saying, and keep it coming. You know, R.I.P. to Pop Smoke, too, because he had the wave. He was the next big thing, I think, as far as, you know, being an artist. Yeah, he had the style, the charisma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything, too, to being an artist, you know what I'm saying. He had it. So R.I.P. to him. That's a loss in the music game.
Definitely.
But, yeah, that wave right there, they're going to, you know, keep it going. I believe so. Now, don't get me wrong. If, let's say, hypothetically speaking, they say everything opens back up and we shut down and we shut back down for another 6 to 8 months, then it's going to be harder for them. And, you know, people are still trying to find something. But as long as they can stay the consistency on the radio and consistency in the social media and everything else, YouTube, they should still be good. Now, record labels and radio stations, now you're going to have a harder time because finding artists and talent, because you're not doing the meetings, you're not doing anything to sign anybody, anything else. They're going to be the ones that's really going under. The Live Nations, concert-wise, they'll be done. A lot of people will be backing out and backing away from them. So those are the people that will hurt. But the up-and-coming artists right now, I think they'll, as long as they can stay consistent and keep putting out their music to all these platforms that are available to them, you know, the wave will stay there or just be a new wave, and you have to learn to adapt. You know, look at Jay-Z. He's adapted over years to the different sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
fact.
You learn to adapt, and you just keep doing it. If you're an artist, you'll know, you know, you'll find your way. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I believe.
We got a caller. Let me get this call on before we get off. 6849. GI Radio, you on?
Hey, what's up, fella? This is Jay, man. How's everything going, though?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. You know, sorry I caught the discussion late, but I wanted to ask you, what were some of your, you know, being an executive in this business, you know, who were some of your influences? I know we just had the recent passing of Andre Harrell, but who was, like, very, very strong in your, you know, getting to understand the business and growing the business?
Russell Simmons.
Okay.
Russell Simmons, man. I've met him when I was 14 years old. Him, Kashif, LL, and the Beastie Boys. And I was telling him I wanted to be a rapper. And he told me, man, you smart. Why do you want to be a rapper? And I said, man, because look how much they make. Look how they're in the public. He was like, listen, I pay them. You don't think I make more money than them? And I was like, eh, but they popular. He's like, you don't need the popularity. You need to be... You're smart. When you're smart, you learn how to control. You can control your own popularity. And look at him. He's a popular icon. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not much for the camera as I grew up and be older. I don't like to be in the limelight. I've learned to stay. I like to stay behind the scenes and be happy and push the artist that way. But Russell Simmons, man. Russell Simmons was definitely the way he came out and the way he did it. He was a pioneer in the game. You know, I respect him hands down. You know, there's a few others, but for me, Russell Simmons was who I looked up to, and like, yo, I want to be like him, the way he moves.
Did you have an opportunity to work with Andre at any time?
No, I never worked with him per se. Like, I met him a few times as far as being doing concerts and shows when we had his artists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've never worked with him. He's one of the guys I've never really worked with. Actually, I've never worked with Andre. Worked with a lot of other people, but I never worked with Andre as far as I never had the chance. Actually, you know what? That girl, my partner and I had, we got the artist from him. He gave us her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the only time I've, like, really worked with him per se, that he gave us one of the artists. She won that. She was the first one in America's Got Talent. And he had her and, you know, didn't know what to do, so he gave us to myself and Jerry at that time, and we had it for a while after that. Melanie Fiona. Melanie Moore, that's her name. Melanie Moore.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Well, Bud, thanks so much. I mean, I just wanted to chime in and, you know, get what your influences. But thanks so much for you know, sharing that with us.
No problem, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, one love.
All right, Jay, man.
Thanks for calling in, Jay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming on, man. We're a little over the time, but it's all good. Before we end it, can you let everybody know where they can find you at, social media, Facebook, and all that?
Buzz Talk with Doe. Be at Buzz Talk with Doe on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Build Your Buzz Magazine. You know, you can reach out there. I'll get the message. But primarily my page is Buzz Talk with Doe, B-U-Z-Z, Talk, T-A-L-K, with W-I-T-H, Doe, D-O-E, Buzz Talk with Doe. You know, my new streaming platform, Doe Network, a lot of content coming out pretty soon. My own talk show, Buzz Talk with Doe, a few other talk shows we're shooting. But, yeah, we'll be on Pluto TV, you know, so just look for us. I'm around.
That's what's up.
Yo, man,
and of course you can find me.
GDI Radio too, and for having me.
Oh, go ahead. Oh yeah, look, most definitely. You know, family, man.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. You're my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely work together.
Now, before we get off, you can find me GI_Tone on Instagram, Twitter. Tone Mitchell on Facebook, and of course you can follow GEI Radio on all platforms. That's GEI Radio. Again, man, all the callers, thanks for calling in. Doe, thanks for stopping by. But before I go, I know you do a big party every year for your birthday. Are you looking forward to that, or you just gonna cancel that out and wait till next year?
Oh, nah, I'm definitely going, hands down, man. I'm going to do one in Atlanta. I was going to hit you up, too. I seen your flyer today. I was going to do one in Atlanta because that's my birthday weekend, matter of fact. My birthday is that week, not that weekend, but my birthday is that week. So I was going to celebrate with y'all out there that weekend. And then, you know, of course, I got to come back to New York and do my other one because, you know, I live in both, like, you know, I live in New York and Atlanta. But, yeah, definitely, man, hands down, man. I'm definitely going to get it shaking, man. I'm doing the same place we did that one at the Times Square the last time, right at the rooftop in Times Square, another all-white joint.
Oh, that's a bet. That's a bet. I definitely be up, man. I'm pretty sure I'm hoping by, you know, July, everything be back, running full circle. Everybody, you know, be safe out there, man. Check yourself, drink plenty of water, wash your hands. You know, if you got to wear a mask. And, again, just be safe, man. Again, Doe, thanks for stopping by. GI Radio, we here every Monday, New Music Mondays. We out, man. Peace.
Peace.